listener production.
So I got a question from someone. This person, she wanted to start her own business, but she was unsure about taking the plunge. And I think there's a couple of different ways you can take the plunge. Like, you could go all out, tell your boss to go suck it, and then start making your side hustle a full-time thing. Or you could take a more measured approach, work on your side hustle at night, forecast how much income you'd need to be able to cover your financial obligations, and work to a timeline of, say, 12 months or more. Now, the person who emailed me had done neither. She hadn't burned her bridges, and she hadn't started working on her side hustle. So I wanted her to time travel. Make sense? I'll explain. Imagine this is you. And now imagine you're 5 years in the future. You haven't made the leap. You're still in your current 9-to-5. You're still in someone else's business, a player in someone else's dream. How do you feel? Now fast track 10 years with the same conditions, and then do 15 years, then 20 years, and finally 25 years. Are you happy keeping everything exactly as it is? Or has not exploring something, a business, a new career path, traveling overseas, has that become a big regret? When I do this exercise with my business, for example, or other parts of my life, it shows me where my current pain points are. And if you go through that exercise and you're completely happy, that is awesome. That's fantastic. But if it shows you certain areas that you want to improve, you can use that as a bit of a guide. You can get something started. You can start that cooking blog, sign up to that web design course, start that running program. And you can use this exercise every year or so. It's a bit of a touch point to check in with where you're at in life and to see if you're on the right track. Thanks for listening to Tarea Pitt's Pep Talk. Follow to get new pep talks every day. Listener.